Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome, welcome to Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Once again, this is your weekly podcast. This is Marty Angel here. Welcome. If you are new to the podcast, bienvenidas, bienvenidos. I am here to share with you tools to move ahead, to be successful in your life. Embedded inside these tools are the story of my life. So often people ask me, how have I been able to accomplish so much? But let me tell you my story before you actually make any judgment. So here we are. Today is January 31st, 2019. Oh my goodness. I don't know about you, but like it has just been a whirlwind month for me. Things happening, going back to school. I'm an adjunct professor at Southwestern College here locally. I teach online. I'm a nutrition professor, a yoga professor. I do a lot of things, guys, but I've been on this earth for a very long time, and I wanted to make sure that before I left, I leave a legacy of leaders behind. I leave tools that people can use, and when it looks like everything is bleak, there is hope. Yes. All right, guys, here I am. So let's get started with today's podcast show. Do you want to thrive, overcome depression, and find success? If you know somebody that wants to have success, overcome depression, and thrive, then I suggest you share the link with them. And I would be most grateful. Once again, welcome. I'm just so grateful for everybody here. Whoever is reading my blog or listening to my podcast, I'm just so grateful. Today, as I said, we're going to get raw and we're going to get real. We're going to talk about the question, do you want to thrive, overcome depression, and find success? Well, here we go, guys. And for those of you who are just joining me, let me introduce myself once again, Marty Angel. I'm a lover and liver of life. Others may call me a survivor or a thriver, but I have decided that those adjectives do not fit me. They don't feel good, guys. They just don't feel good to me. They don't feel yummy or sexy to me. So what feels more sexy and yummy for me is... for me and my body is that I am a lover and a liver of life. I've lived through a lot, guys, and in my journey, I have acquired and created many tools to find myself over the hard parts of my life. Yep. Sweeties, that is what I aim to share here with you in the hopes that in my stories, that through my stories and through my life stories, and my trials and tribulations, you will find inspiration. You will be empowered to come out of the dark. You know, as I shared this story, as I started to write the actual script for this story, I started to think about what is it, what song? And I remember so vividly Gloria Estefan's Coming Out of the Dark. So if you get a chance, listen to that. It is an amazing song. But let's begin, guys. I don't want to keep you too long, but I do want to share my story with you and give you some tools. Once again, if you're just joining in, guys, we are covering the question that is, do you want to thrive, overcome depression, and find success? I have lived through a lot, and in my journey, I want to share my story. By the time I was 18, I had already been molested and been a victim of date rape. And also, I had literally almost drowned. But I was saved. I was saved. I saw the light. I was bobbing back and forth, up and down. My feet got caught on an undercurrent. And before I knew it, I was being pulled down. I got so tired of trying to get out of that current. At one point, I just gave up. And I began to see the light. Here I was, just seeing the light, and then bam, I was saved. Somebody jolted me out from the depths, literally depths of the ocean, dragged me onto the sand, and I was actually resuscitated. But this story that I have for you today, I was in college. Here I was 19, and that was the year that I was in college. It was about my second or third year in college, and I remember walking around like a zombie, feeling numb at the thought of life. I had no will to live, guys. I didn't know what depression was, really. It wasn't a vocabulary that was used in my family. I'm a Latina. You don't talk about these things, guys. You don't talk about this. Your parents don't sit you down and say, hey, let's talk about this. Not back in the day, they didn't. I remember everything was so hush-hush that my mom couldn't even say the word sex without, you know, just feeling like she was crossing over to the devil side. Yet everyone, my parents included, kept telling me that they were so proud of me because I was the first and only female grandchild out of 29 that made it to college. I didn't feel like something that I should be proud. Not at that time. You see, like I told you before, I was already molested at the age of 12. I was date raped before the age of 18, and having literally drowned at the age of 18. And then I just thought, okay, God made a mistake. So anyway, I was here and I was in college and I was the female grandchild. And back in the day, that was big, guys. That was really big. Let me tell you, though, not only did I need to fight against the cultural norms to get there, but my dad, talk about a macho man. He did not even believe that there was a place for women in college. And my high school counselor agreed with him. My high school counselor, believe it or not, may he rest in peace, did not point me down this path. As a matter of fact, peeps, if you look in the yearbook for my senior year, you will see that it says that I wanted to be, quote, executive secretary, end quote. Because my counselor told me that that was the highest place that I could get to because I was a Latina and Spanish was my first language. Oh man. So why was I thinking of ways to kill myself? I should be proud. I should be happy. You know, the sucky part about this executive secretary dream of somebody else's was that I sucked at typing. I couldn't even pass the freaking typing test. That's what made me go to college. I couldn't pass the freaking typing test. I took the dang test 12 times. 12. 12. And I still didn't pass. The only thing I could pass was the filing exam, and that's only because I was so dang OCD. So as I was walking around numb with life, why was I thinking, you know, I kept thinking to myself, why am I thinking of ways to kill myself? I would walk from one part of the campus to the other, and perhaps I deluded myself into thinking that this was the way life is. And that it was sort of normal because I could hear, you know, some people talk and they would say, oh my gosh, I just feel like killing myself. There's so much homework. And so I thought that was normal. But the difference was, guys, I was actually thinking of ways to kill myself. I thought about it. I thought, how do I cut myself? Back in the day, there wasn't an internet. So I was like, needing to find books to find out how to cut my wrists the right way, because if I was going to do it, guys, truly, If I was going to do it, I wanted to do it right because there was no turning back for me. That's how I felt. And then there was these little voices in my head that said, maybe you're not meant to be on this earth. I deluded myself, as I said before, into thinking that this was life. But you know what? If this was life, I didn't want to be any part of it. I couldn't figure it out. Maybe it was because I was a Latina, or perhaps because I was female. But I kept thinking, did I deserve to be raped? Maybe it was because I let that man dance with me when I was 12. Did I lead my boyfriend on? I thought when I said no, that meant no. And when I hit him and I smacked him and I punched him and I said no, that he would stop. Seriously. I felt aimless in life. I felt tired. I felt really tired. It almost hurt to think, guys. I know that sounds crazy, but truly, I remember feeling like I don't want to think anymore. It hurts. I'm so tired. I didn't want to be any part of this life because so far it wasn't so pretty. And it made no sense to me. What was I going to do? When people ask me, what was I going to do with my life? ¿Qué vas a hacer? ¿Te vas a quedar a vestir santos? My tío would tell me. I was like, I need to be a santo, tío, because I need to be able to be there with the santos. After all, I don't think I was meant to go to college, truly, because I walked into college undeclared. Let me tell you the story of how I got to college. I got to college because my cousin, who happens to be also one of 29 cousins and the only male of the 29 that actually went to college and graduated. So he was already a graduate. He was a law student. He was an attorney. And he came to talk to my dad because he asked me, do you want to go to college? I said, yes. But when I got there, oh my goodness. I remember going to find a counselor, and the counselor looked at me and he said, well, it could be because you're a woman, and it could be because you're overwhelmed, and it could be because Latinas don't belong in college. This was at college, okay, guys? I was a Latina, I was short, I wasn't flexible, but you know what? I figured I'm gonna go in as a dance major. I had danced professionally since the age of 12, folklorico and modern dance. And I love dancing with every cell of my being, and I still do. But then they told me I couldn't go in as a dance major. My dad says, estás loca. Estás loca que yo no voy a pagar por eso. Oh my goodness. Let's just go down. And then the chancla came out, baby. So one day after my college class, I decided that this was the perfect day to figure out how to end my life. I felt like poop. After all, I thought, God made a mistake. I was really supposed to die, but some dum-dum saved me and pushed me out of the water, dragged me up onto the sand, gave me CPR, waited for the paramedics to get there. They gave me whatever it was they gave me, and boom, here I am again. I was supposed to die. I think God just made a mistake. So I was dragged out, pumped my lungs. Oh my God, that hurt like a son of a gun. Everyone would be so much better, I thought, if I could just go to the other side. My mom would be happy. She wouldn't have to worry about me trying to get married or if I was going to get married. My mom would be happy. I rationalized this, guys. I rationalized, should I drink pills? I don't think I have a gun. I don't have access to a gun, although I toyed with trying to make myself a fake ID so I could buy a gun. I'm I kid you not, I was one of the people that was figuring out a way to really kill myself. So I drove myself, guys. I thought about this, and then I thought, you know, I've got to go to a bookstore. I've got to find out how to do this. Nowadays, you just go on the internet, but back then, I had to go to a bookstore. So I drove myself to a bookstore to find books on drugs so I could go to sleep and how they interacted, because I didn't think I had the nerve to really cut myself. I wasn't back then. I'm good now, but I wasn't back then good with blood. So I figured, my mom had been depressed and had been given antidepressant drugs and sleep drugs. And in my naivete, I thought, I should really find out how to do it right. After all, I don't want to make a mistake. I want to make sure it's done and done right. So I entered the bookstore, guys. I noticed that I was the only one there. I entered this bookstore that I had never been in before. And as I entered, the owner came around as I walked the aisles, just dragging my fingers across the books, making noise with the books. The owner asked me, "Hey, hi, can I help you find a book?" I looked up, startled, my eyes wide as a 50-cent piece, and in my head I thought, OMG, what do I say? "Yes, please, point me to the section where I can find books on how to kill yourself. Or how to end your life." No, I wasn't going to be able to say that. Of course not. So I said, "No, thank you. If I need your help, I'll ask. Thank you so much." The owner smiled, then walked away with an okay. Whew, I thought, at last, by myself, sort of. Then I thought, what am I looking for? I didn't even know where to begin. I remember this feeling of overwhelm coming over me, so grand, I mean a grand feeling of overwhelm, so much so that I fell to my knees and immediately, instantly, my eyes filled with tears and I felt like I was going to throw up with emotion. On my knees, I remember thinking, "God, please help me. If you're really there, send me a sign. Where do I look? How do I find the book to kill myself? Because I think you made a mistake. I'm supposed to be up there with you." I laid my head on my knees and I began to sob uncontrollably, guys. Then all of a sudden, as I was about to get up, because I felt like I was all cried out, I don't know how long I was there crying and crying and crying, but I do remember that the owner came over a couple of times and just kind of left me by myself. And as I start to get up, I remember putting my hand on one of the shelves, sort of leaning on it a little too hard, and bam, I knocked it over and a book hit me in the head. Ouch! Dang! And then I was really pissed, and I tend to talk to God, and I always talk to God a lot. And I said, "Ouch, God, that was not cute." So I looked at the book, and I was going to throw it, believe it or not. I picked up the damn book. And when I picked up the book, I looked at the title. It was Your Erroneous Zones, Step-by-Step Advice for Escaping the Trap of Negative Thinking and Taking Control of Your Life by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Seriously? Oh my God. I had just been given the sign I was asking for. I opened the book, and as I rubbed my head and sat for what seemed hours devouring the book, till the bookstore owner came over and came by and said, "Honey, do you want to buy the book? Because I close at 6 and it's closing time." Oh my God, I had been there since like 2:30 in the afternoon. I immediately said yes. I bought the book, and the words inside literally saved my life. I want to say that the rest is history, guys, but what I really want to say is that one never knows how and when the messages that you ask for from above are going to come, but they do. They do. If you are open, guys, they do. Look around. Look around. I realized then that I needed to open up. I realized that I was the one making the mistake, not God. God doesn't want us to be suicidal. God doesn't want us to have a hard life. But we have a hard life based on the choices and perceptions that we choose. So I realized by reading the book that all was not lost. The tools that I use, guys, I share with you. I began to journal. Journaling just soothed my soul. I began to journal and I began to meditate. I began to meditate before I even knew what the word meditate was. I just would sit up nice and straight and just allow the breath to come in and then just close my eyes just to feel the wind on my face. I usually did it outside. Day by day, guys, day by day, little by little, every step, little step by little step, I began to tell myself through my affirmations, through my journaling, through my meditation, that I was going to get through this. I truly believe in the power of talking to yourself, guys. I didn't have anybody to talk to. I knew that if I told my mother and father that they wouldn't understand. They wouldn't understand. But then who knows, they might have. I know that my mom was taken to the hospital for taking an overdose of sleeping pills and pumped and then brought back home. I remember her closing the door and not wanting to get out of bed. So, I don't know. Was depression part of my, you know, part of my DNA? I don't know. All I know is that the only way I was going to get through this is to talk to myself and through my affirmations and my journaling and my meditations. I did and I kept on. Consistency, guys, consistency. There were days that I wanted to give up, but I never, ever gave up. And I'll tell you why. Because that desolate place, that space of wanting to kill myself, that darkness is a place I didn't want to visit again. So every day, step by step, little by little, I started to speak to myself and I found the courage, guys. I found the courage to break up with my boyfriend. Quebré. Oh my God, lo mandé a la chingada. And I moved forward in my life. I found a little bit of success. Every day, I would relish the little feeling of success. I wanted to keep that feeling every day. So every day I would look for something that I could do that would keep me happy. And I would look for the little things. I would look for the little kids because the little kids made me smile. So I began to volunteer. I began to volunteer at elementary schools. And then from there, I got a job, my first job as a teacher's aide. I would give myself pep talks every day. I would stand in the mirror, I would smile at myself, and I would say, you, Marty, you deserve the best. On I went until one day I noticed that I was more happy to be alive than to be anywhere else. That, my friends, is success. The tools I use, the journaling, the self-talk, the meditation, the mirror exercises, all of those worked to keep me moving forward. all of those. Because if it were up to my boyfriend, he would have killed me. He would have killed me. So I am so thankful, so thankful. Le doy gracias a Dios that I am still here, guys, here to share the tools that I used and to share that I too came out of the dark. And let me tell you though, coming out of the dark, I remember there were mornings that it would hurt so much to get out of bed. Literally, it would hurt. But I made a promise to myself, you are going to live. You are going to live. You're going to live through this. You are going to get up. You are going to walk. I would tell myself as if I was my only salvation, guys. So I want to leave that with you. If you know somebody that needs these words, for God's sake, peeps, give them the link. I'm not selling anything to you with this podcast. As a matter of fact, I was told by my coaches, don't do that kind of podcast. That's not going to make you any money. That's not going to be what people need. They're not going to pay for that. You know what? Ni modo. That is not why I'm doing this. I am doing this because if I can help one person, that's one person more that should be on this earth that has been helped. Because I am here. I am the Empowering Latina Coach, and I know that I was put on this earth for greater and bigger things. So I hope that you find the power to succeed, to thrive, to overcome depression as I did, and define success. And define, I want you to define success in your own terms. Don't go by what they say. No les hagan caso a lo que dice la cultura, a lo que dicen sus amigos, a lo que dicen la sociedad. No les importe. Ellos no son los que van a vivir la vida tuya. They're not going to be the ones to live your life. So do not answer to anybody else other than you yourself. As long as you don't step over on anybody's toes and you don't do anything to harm anybody else, my God, stand up, walk tall, be strong, stay strong, and remember, you are Mujer de Éxito, unbounded. Thanks, everybody. I hope that you found power in these words. Ojalá que hayan escuchado esto y que ojalá que encontraron un poco de poder para seguir adelante. Su servidor aquí, Marty Angel. I am here to serve, Marty Angel. I wish you the best. Have a beautiful week, everybody. Namaste. Que tengan una linda semana. Namaste.